Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. And that's why today we continue with a brand new series called Rethinking Your Life. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shares the 9 biblical pillars we need to reshape our minds so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. In a moment, we're going to tell you how you can get a hardcover copy of Pastor Rick's number one best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Changing How I Think About Pain.
Let me give you a fourth reason. Remember the 5 purposes. The fourth purpose is the purpose of using your life to make a contribution and having a ministry or having a place of service. You weren't put on this earth to live a self-centered life. So here's the fourth way you can use pain. Use pain to be or become more sensitive in serving others. This is called redemptive pain. It is the highest and best use of pain. That when I'm going through pain, rather than focusing on my pain, I redirect my focus to other people who are in pain. And as I said earlier, pain sensitizes us. If you have struggled with depression, you're sensitive to other people who are depressed. If you have struggled with physical pain, like back pain, then you're sensitive to other people who've had back pain. If you've gone through the pain of a divorce, you know what it's like, and you are sensitive to people who go through the pain of a divorce. It doesn't matter what pain you've gone through, Jesus wants to redeem your suffering. He doesn't want to waste it. He wants to use it. He wants to use it to help other people when they are in pain. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. It's a powerful passage that says this. God comforts us in all of our troubles so that, circle the so that God comforts us so that we can comfort others. Then when other people are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. You can be sure, Paul says, that the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. So, he says, when we're weighed down with troubles and pain, he said, it's for your benefit and salvation. For when God comforts us, it is so that we in turn can be an encouragement to you. Then you can patiently endure the same thing we suffer. In other words, who's better qualified to help a struggling veteran than somebody who's been a struggling veteran? Who's better qualified to help someone recover from an opioid or a prescription drug addiction than somebody who's struggled with an addiction to opioid or prescription drugs? Who could be better helpful to help someone who's been molested than someone who has been molested? Who could better help someone who has struggles with a special needs child of some special need than the parents of a special needs child? Do not waste your hurt. Do not waste your pain. Let God use it. Your greatest ministry will come out of your deepest pain. Your greatest ministry will come out of your greatest weakness and failing. If you'll be honest to God, honest to others, and honest to yourself, it will become your ministry. So I use pain in my life to draw close to God in worship. I use pain in my life to draw close to others in fellowship. When I share my strengths, that doesn't make us feel close. But when I share my weaknesses, you go, oh, it draws us close. Rick has problems, and if God uses him, then maybe God could use me. When you share your pain, it helps you grow in Christ. And when you use your pain to minister to others who've gone through the same thing or going through what you've already gone through, that's called your ministry. Number 5. God wants you to use pain to witness to the world. God wants you to use pain to witness to the world. You see, God says that our witness comes out of our weaknesses, not out of our strengths. You see, we've got it all backwards. We think the world is impressed by how we enjoy prosperity. That doesn't impress the world. They see that all around. Non-Christians have that. What actually impresses them is not how we handle prosperity, but what impresses non-believers is how believers handle adversity, not prosperity. I think I witnessed more in the past 6 years in how I'm lived out my grief publicly than I ever did from all of the successes in my life. We think our successes give us credibility, but actually it is our suffering that gives us credibility. We think that fame earns respect, but actually it's faithfulness in tough times that earns respect.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
As one of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, with more than 50 million copies sold in all formats and more than 70 translations available, The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren is far more than just a book. It's the roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. In The Purpose-Driven Life, you'll find the answers to three of life's most important questions. The question of existence: why am I alive? The question of significance: does my life matter? The question of purpose: what on earth am I here for? You will also discover the five benefits of knowing your purpose. The Purpose-Driven Life is designed to be read daily in 42 short chapters that will inspire you to stop and realize how God uniquely designed you for a purpose only you can fulfill. It also includes links to 3-minute video instructions to each chapter and a 30 to 40 minute audio Bible study message for each chapter, along with appendixes and questions for further study and additional resources. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Rick.
It's faithfulness in tough times that earns respect. Paul was a pro at this. He was a pro at using his pain as a witness. He said, I'm not just going to use it to grow close to God and to minister to other people. I'm going to use it as a witness. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, Paul writes this: I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here — and where is he when he's writing this? He's in a dungeon in Rome, in prison, chained to a prison guard. I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. Paul says, I actually use my pain to model the message that God has given me, model my message. You see, if Paul had not been chained up in prison, he wouldn't have written all of those letters that became the New Testament. He would have been out moving around from town to town, going around. God allowed him in that prison so he could write all these prison letters, which we now read as the New Testament. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6:4, in everything we do, we try to show that we're the true servants of God. That means even in how we handle pain, how we handle failure, how we handle defeat, how we handle problems, how we handle our own mistakes, how we handle sin, how we handle all of the bad things that happen in our lives. Anybody can handle good. Doesn't take God's power to handle good. It takes God's power to patiently endure. And Paul says, in everything we do, we try to show we're true servants of God. We patiently endure suffering and hardship and trouble of every kind. Why? Because it is a witness. Just like your deepest ministry will come out of your deepest hurt, your deepest life message will come out of your deepest pain. This is real, authentic witnessing. Now, I want you to listen very carefully. Every area in your life where you've had pain, you've never thought about this, but it's true. Every area in your life where you've had pain, you have a testimony. So don't waste it. You say, well, I don't have a testimony. Oh, yes, you do. Have you ever had gone through bankruptcy? Then you have a financial testimony. Have you ever had a marriage conflict? Then you have a marriage testimony. Have you ever had a rebellious child? You have a rebellious child testimony. You ever been in, had a heart attack or anything like that? Then you've got a physical testimony. Don't waste your pain. Don't waste your hurt. There are people all around you who are going now through what you've already gone through, and they will listen to your story. You know, the greatest witness of God's love, the greatest example, the greatest demonstration of God's love was not Jesus's perfect life. The greatest witness of God's love was not Jesus's sermons. The greatest witness of God's love were not the miracles of Jesus. The greatest witness of God's love was the suffering that Jesus went through on the cross. The same is true with you. You can waste your pain or you can utilize it for good for all five of these purposes. Now, let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that no matter what we go through, it may be difficult, but we don't have to be devastated by it, because you have said, we know that in all things, God works together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. You have these five purposes for our lives. May we grow in your plan and purpose for our lives, even in the bad times, even in the painful times. Now you pray. Say, God, help me to use my pain to draw closer to you. Help me to use my pain to learn to trust you more, to depend on you more, to not run from you, but to run to you when I am in pain and when I'm hurting, to cry out and ask for your help. And then say, Lord, help me to be honest enough to use my pain to build relationships, to develop closer connection, to build a fellowship with other people, to not try to impress people with my strengths, but to be honest about my weaknesses and pains and hurts and fears and failures and fumbles and flaws, and that realizing we draw closer in humility, not in bragging. Help me to use the pain in my life to draw closer to other people who may be going through that same pain. Then pray, Lord, help me to become more like Jesus. I want to grow in character. I want to grow in love and joy and peace and patience. And I know that you use even pain in my life to build character, to build virtue, to make me a little more like Jesus. Do that in my life, Lord. And then pray, Lord, help me to use the pain in my life to help others who are in pain. And whatever I've gone through, use it to serve others, to take the things that I've been most afraid of or ashamed of or running from, and realizing that you want to actually use that, that there are a lot of other people going through the exact same thing in our world today. Help me to use what I've gone through for your glory. And may my greatest ministry come out of my deepest hurts. And finally, Lord, I want to be a witness with my weakness. I want to be a witness with the pain. And help me to look for ways to find people who are going through things that I've gone through, and then to step up alongside them and invite them to know you and to share your love with them. I want to be a witness, not out of my successes, but I want to be a witness out of the pain that I've had in my life. I commit all of this to you, Lord. I know I can handle pain if I can see the purpose in it, and I know that there will be great rewards in heaven. Father, I thank you for these who've prayed this prayer. And if there's somebody here who listening to me who has not opened their life to Jesus Christ yet, may they right now say, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Just say that, Jesus Christ, come into my life and replace the painful parts in my heart with your comfort and your care and your courage. I want to follow you from this day forward, Jesus. I humbly ask you to accept me into your family. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. Now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today, but first, as one of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, with more than 50 million copies sold in all formats and more than 70 translations available, The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren is far more than just a book. It's a roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the things that I've discovered is that everybody eventually asks the questions of significance. Why am I here? And what is my purpose? What on earth am I here for? That's why 10 years ago, I wrote the book, Purpose-Driven Life. Because I wanted to help people like you understand how God created us for five eternal purposes. The Bible says that long before we heard of Christ, He had His eye on us, had His designs on us for glorious living, that it was part of His overall purpose that He's working out in everything and everyone. God has never made a person that He doesn't have a purpose for. You know, that simple message needs to be shared with a whole new generation. A young girl who was 12 years old when I wrote Purpose-Driven Life is now 22. And she needs to hear this essential message that God has a plan, has a purpose, and has a reason for everything that happens in our lives. So I've updated the Purpose-Driven Life. And what I did is after reading hundreds of thousands of comments that have come into me over the past decade, I've added two new chapters that'll help you handle the two most common problems and barriers to living a life of purpose. Now I want you to have this newly revised, expanded copy of Purpose-Driven Life. I think you'll find it's a fresh reminder of things that you may have forgotten when you first read it. Or you might want to give the book to somebody who has never read it and is struggling to find their purpose. So this month, I'm offering to you a hardback copy of the updated, expanded edition of Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? It's my gift to you for your financial support of this ministry. It doesn't matter how much or how little you're able to give, every amount matters to God. And God sees your heart and He'll multiply whatever you're able to give. Thank you for your help in spreading the good news throughout the world. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.